Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Shakira Mohan, graduate student in the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February the 10th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate turned its gaze 25 years back. In that issue, the newspaper reported on the installation of a pipe organ at the African Methodist Episcopal Church in 1925. What may appear at first as a simple anniversary notice reveals on closer reading a deeper story about sound, respectability, and Black institutional life in colonial Barbados. The African Methodist Episcopal Church was born out of struggles against racial discrimination in the United States of America. They created a space that welcomed Blacks. Through missions, the hospitality extended to the West Indies, where a church emerged in Columerock, St. Michael, Barbados in 1892, led by Reverend C.H. Prescott. A momentous occasion occurred in 1897 when a plot of land was dedicated to erect a physical church. After a year of building, a hurricane destroyed the structure. Needless to say, the church was not defeated and was able to rebuild and dedicate the building on August the 20th, 1899, only a year later. The Advocate's 1950 reflection notes that the dedication service in 1925 drew an unusually large congregation. People came not only to worship, but to witness the organ occupying the front of the sanctuary, demanding attention even before a single note was played. When the organ was first played, the sound filled the sanctuary with a gravity long reserved only for colonial institutions. Voices mixed with the distinctive sound of the organ amplified Black expression. Through the years, the organ accompanied weddings, funerals, protest prayers, and Thanksgiving services. It became part of the church's memory. By 1950, when the Advocate reminded the public about this event, Barbados itself had changed. The labor rebellions of the late 1930s had altered political consciousness. Black churches, trade unions, and voluntary organizations were increasingly recognized as central to national life. In this context, the 1925 organ installation appeared not as an isolated event, but as an early cultural assertion of self-determination. Thus, revisiting the story today, February the 10th, 2026, is not merely marking an anniversary. It reminds Barbadians that in 1925, the AME Church had done something subtle but profound. The organ still stands as more than a musical instrument. It claimed space, sound, and seriousness for a people long denied all three. The AME Church helped reshape Barbados long before formal political reform. The organ has spoken, and Barbados has been listening ever since.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.